It was great, man. It was a time to reminisce, ride down High Street from the hotel, looking at all the places that I used to frequent when I was a student here. Got a chance to ride by the Business Center, you know, where I worked at a lot. I was that was my major here, business, so I spent a lot of time in that building. Just brought back a lot of memories. Walking from Skull Session over at the basketball arena, crossing the field and walking through down there and the fans, it just brought back so many memories, and you know, I really do love this place.
And Columbus kind of coming out here embracing, you know, the Browns. I mean, tell me what that means to you and what it means, you know, Columbus moving forward.
I think it means a lot to the Browns organization. It means a lot to me, first and foremost. You know, we had a great turnout out here. These people did not have to come out here and watch us in the scrimmage. You know, it was just a small drop off from what it's like on Saturdays when the Buckeyes are here. They were amazing, and it just shows that, you know, we have fans all over the country, not even in Ohio, but all over the country. And once the Dog Pound gets to winning, and everybody's going to see how crazy it is. So this is just another thing to just show you how great our fans are.
And as far as training camp and this being part of training camp, how, you know, do you like that it was kind of a total break and departure?
I do, and it gives us the opportunity to practice on away games. Taking a flight or a bus trip, getting in the hotel, getting in your playbook, going through meetings, going through the whole physical and mental thing of being there and, you know, understanding that you have a game to play the next day. So it was similar to that feel, but at the same time, it wasn't that far. It's in Columbus where people are really embracing us and they love us here. You know, so it was good to get here. But I think a lot of guys are ready to get back now and get back into that normal daily routine.
Anybody surprise you today out on the field that kind of brought it in front of the fans?
Lenz, number 7. He's a guy that doesn't really say much. He just comes out and he works each and every day. From the first day he stepped out there in OTAs, he's been making plays. And it was no different today. I think he caught, maybe 2 touchdowns, a couple big plays out there. Tough, dependable, good hands, good route runner. If he continues to do what he's supposed to do, then I think that he might have opportunity to make this team.